group of students from the University of Michigan have stopped spreading sand on the floor and hanging sticks from a gallery ceiling to watch a video.
On the trawl line, avast!
The tape is of a trip they took.
Up behind.
To sail, to camp, to hike, to learn about the aquatic life in the Great Lakes, and to do some field research. But these students aren't scientists, they're artists, and they're in the process of putting together an art exhibit.
This exhibit is based on a semester's worth of investigation that art class has been pursuing.
Joe Trompe is a professor of art at the University of Michigan. He also teaches scientific illustration, and for years he's been taking those students to the desert and even the jungle to learn in the real world instead of the classroom about the flora and fauna and the cells and structures they draw. Now he's bringing this same method to a studio art class to encourage these students to develop a relationship with the ecosystems of the Great Lakes region.
Like any sort of interpersonal relationship, a friendship, a marriage, anything, you need to spend time and communicate with each other. And to sit in a studio and think, well, I can make this all up in my head and it's all fine, I've seen it in books, I've seen the pictures, isn't the same as being out there and feeling the wind and the smells and the elements and everything else that's associated with a particular environment.
But they did more than just experience the land. Jerry Mull is a graduate student in fine arts and a member of the class.
We explored a lot of environmental issues around the Great Lakes, talked to people doing different kinds of research about ecological problems with the Great Lakes.
It was only after learning about the fisheries, the food chain, the history of the Lake Michigan sand dunes, the economic impact of Great Lakes shipping, and the plants and animals here, that the students got down to the business of creating art out of what they learned. Jerry Mull has hung long pieces of what looks like brown grass from the ceiling. 24 big primitive forms that resemble sturgeon hover over sand he spread out on the floor. He says he hopes his piece creates a longing in the people that see it for the huge number of these fish that used to swim in this region.
A kind of longing, a kind of a dream, a vision of something better, of more sturgeon in the Great Lakes, of what it's like and how important it is to have these other beings in our lives. And a lot of other fields do that, but I think art does it in a special way.
What these students are doing falls under the category of ecological art. There's a number of different branches of this field. There are artists who actually restore the environment, creating fish habitats or cleaning up a brownfield as their art. Then there are artists like Jerry Mull, who are trying to rekindle our concern for nature. The University of Michigan is in the process of developing an art curriculum that focuses on the environment. And Michigan isn't alone. Environmental issues are popping up in art schools and art classes of all levels. Don Krug is a professor of art education at Ohio State University.
Well, I think it's being taught more and more in higher education. I think that it finds its way into art education in the public schools in terms of like units of study and things like that. But there's a growing interest, and I think if you look around at universities throughout the United States, there are more and more programs which are addressing these issues.
Krug, along with the Getty Museum, has even developed online curriculum materials to help teachers get their students involved in creating art that draws on environmental and ecological issues. University of Michigan art professor Joe Trompe says it only makes sense that art would be addressing something as fundamental as the health of our planet.
The environment is something that we all of humankind shares in common. Contemporary North American society has moved away from family farms and spending time outdoors, long-term relationships outdoors. I mean, a weekend here and there I don't think is the same sort of relationship as we had 100 years ago. So, for me to start building some work that highlights that and maybe makes it come more into the central focus of people's lives and understanding about where their food comes from and the relationship between them, the animals, the plants, the land, the air, you know, all of that, it becomes very important.
And for artists to create meaningful art about the natural world, Joe Trompe says they are going to have to immerse themselves like a scientist in the field, studying the ecosystems around us through paint, clay, charcoal, and the other tools of the artist. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.